Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with SSID. He has just released a fantastic new track. It is called Ginger Me, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be here. How are you doing? What's going on?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me tonight. And yeah, so I dropped that single Ginger Me on February 14th during the Valentine days.
Yeah,
As I
congrats.
yeah, thanks.
That's huge. Where in the world are you at the moment?
I'm located in Geneva now.
In Switzerland?
Exactly, yeah, in Switzerland.
Nice. I don't think I've ever spoken with anyone from Switzerland. What is life like there?
It's like it's
Expensive.
exactly, that's the only thing people know, that is expensive, and then they only know about Swiss chocolate, mountains, and
Sure.
bank. Yeah, so yeah, it's a small country, or very diversified. There are three languages, French, German, and Italian.
Nice.
So yeah, I moved here when I was 8 years old. So I'm native from Ivory Coast. So
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
so I'm between Geneva and Ivory Coast because I travel a lot to see my family there. Yeah.
That's awesome. I've pretty much been all over Europe, but for some reason haven't been to Switzerland. So now I have a reason to go visit you and hang out. It's going to be great.
I
Awesome.
welcome you for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. I love this song. I want to know all about it. First off, it's super catchy. The production is fantastic, and it's just something that you can listen to over and over, and I feel that you can discover new things about it. But the thing that I really want to know is, like, what is it about? What inspired the creation of this song?
Yeah, it started when I was writing the songs, and the topics I choose the love and pain at the same times, and then I was working on the chorus, and I was struggling to find the good chorus, and
Yeah.
then something came in my mind. Hey, there's a guy who just wrote you like months ago. We wanted to collaborate with me, and so yeah, I text him back. I say, hey, I'm working on a song. So then I send him a demo. So then he made the chorus. So he found out the catchy chorus, and I say, okay, that's what I was looking for. So
There
then,
you go.
yeah,
It's as simple as that. Yeah, so the song features Nicky Brown.
Nicky
So
Brown, yeah.
who is Nicky Brown? How did this collaboration happen?
Yeah, it started when I run an ad on Instagram, and then
Really?
he I think that he saw that ad, and then he liked the song that I was promoting, and then he hit me up. Hey, if you hope to release something, a new upcoming music, so hit me up for that. So yeah, and then yeah, that's how it happened.
That's honestly, that's crazy. I always assume the collaborations come from, like, oh yeah, we were friends 10 years ago, or
Oh, no.
he
We're no
worked
friend at
with
all.
a producer. Literally an Instagram ad, like, that's wild to me.
Yeah, and then I travel. He lives in France, so
Oh,
I
okay.
travel in France, yes, to have the recording session with him. Yeah.
That's amazing, dude. The world is so small when it comes to independent musicians, and the fact that you can just run an ad and, like, your life kind of changes because you ran an ad on the internet.
Yeah.
That's so cool to me, man. I love that.
Yeah. Cool story.
Like I was saying before we started, like, the song is extremely catchy, but what stands out to me is a little bit of everything, but more importantly, like, the production. I would recommend to anyone who's going to listen with a nice pair of headphones, because it just kind of surrounds you and immerses you in this world that you've created. So
Right.
I guess the question becomes, like, what part of the song is you and what part of the song is him when it came to making it?
Yeah, so the first verses is Nicky Brown. The
Mm-hmm.
intro, first verses is Nicky Brown, and the chorus. And I can my part comes after the first after his first verses, because he started with the intro, then his verses, chorus, and then I came in the second part of the track.
Okay, got it. All right, that makes a lot more sense. And
Yeah.
then another thing has to be is when you listen, there's actually a lot of different styles and genres presented here. Like I was picking up on like there's some great Afro beats, there's hip hop, there's
Exactly.
normal pop. Like you really kind of like picked and influenced and pulled and created one thing that fully sounds original to me. So I want to hear from you, like, how are you describing this song to people? How are you pitching it for when people say, oh, what kind of music did you make? What song did you put out?
Yeah, as you said, it's a mix of different genre, and it's a mix of Afro beats and hip hop, and I would say Afro pop also.
Yeah.
Yeah, and rap. Yeah, that's a kind of mix of Afro beat and hip hop
Totally. Yeah, I
in
mean,
general.
there's a ton of soul coming through too. You can hear it in the vocals, but you can also just hear it in the mix. Like, it's one of those songs that truly feels like you're excited to be performing it instead of just like kind of phoning it in and saying, whatever, here's another song. It's yeah, I'm even more interested about this collaboration though, because it's like I said, it's crazy to me that you can just find someone through an Instagram ad and come together and create something. How did you go about like being like, okay, hey, I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. Are we compatible to even make a song in the first place? How does that work? Like, do you listen to the person's music? Do they listen to yours? Like, what happens here?
There is a cultural exchange, and
Sure.
I browse his Spotify artist, and then I listen to his music for sure, and then he do so, and yeah, it's the, we it's how we start the process.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, because otherwise, if the person is making like heavy metal, you might say, yeah, maybe we're not compatible.
Maybe
That's
we're not compatible. Yeah,
thanks.
sure.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out, but no thanks also.
That's the hardest things when you are making music and you want to feature another artist. You have to be sure that it match with what you make.
No, I fully agree. No, man, it feels like fate. It feels like a match made in heaven here because, yeah, if no one knows, they might just think, oh yeah, Nikki Brand is his best friend, and they just drop the track.
Not at all. It must
In
look like, but no.
totally. In terms of your other music though, I have the opportunity to listen to your other songs and I love them, and this one definitely feels more progressive in terms of the others. So I want to know, do you find that your influences of who you listen to on a daily basis change the kind of music that you're making?
I'm a versatile artist. I try to mix like Afro and hip hop music,
Yeah.
and I things also there are track are more melodics than the other,
Okay.
and that track more aggressive. I made like Way Too Much was like a track, I did only by feelings, I love the beats, then I went through, and yeah, then I say, okay, I feel that production. I want to do something on it.
Nice. Okay. Is there anything that you listen to that is just completely unlike the music that you listen or the music that you make?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I listen some pop music. I'm very, very curious. I love music, so I don't have any. I'm not limited to my. The music genre I make,
Sure.
so I listen to everything,
I feel
so
like
except metal or everything.
100%. And honestly, I feel like that's the best, is because if you only listen to music that is within the genre of music that you're making, it kind of like keeps you in this bubble. You know what I mean? If you're not listening to a little bit of everything, how could you possibly ever expand your horizons on what you're
Exactly.
making?
It inspired me also.
Yeah, absolutely. You might listen to an artist from like 50 or 60 years ago and say, oh, I like this one little part. I want to do something with my own spin on it. I think that's really special to just music making as a whole.
Exactly, and this is how people also sample musics and the likes. And so, oh,
Exactly.
okay, that's great. I can sample that and make like a fresh ones.
Yeah, no, it's true, man. Because like, listen, there's only so many chords and structures in music. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like not that everyone is copying one another, but everyone is influenced by something. And for you to make something that sounds original is just extremely difficult. So I get it. I get
Yeah.
it. In terms of actually making a song, though, is there a way that you always start out? Does it always start with a beat? Does it start with the lyrics? Or just does it, you know, come together organically?
Oh yeah. I always started with like top lines. So
Okay.
I put the beats on on my DAWs. I work on Logic Pro here, and then I make some top lines, the melodies.
Sure.
I'm finding the first the melodies and how it's going, how my voice is going on the it suits on the production.
Yeah.
And then when I finish the top lines, I start the writing part.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. I've heard it's done a little bit of every way, but honestly, if you find something that works for you the best, you know, you just got to roll with it. You got to roll with
Sometimes it doesn't mean anything, but you know what I mean? Just the tones that certify the tones, but you know what I mean?
Oh,
And
totally,
yeah.
totally. So I want to know, like, what is the music scene like in Switzerland? Like, is there like a booming live scene? Like, are you out there performing?
I perform here, I mean, I think twice, only twice. Like it was
Okay.
just local performing.
Sure.
Performance, and yeah, that wasn't quite big scene, but yeah, it was like at my f beginning career when I started doing music here, so I performed once here. But my goal is I want to export myself abroad, yeah, because Switzerland is so small market, and there, for example, there is no a major label office in Switzerland because it's I think it's not cost effective, so there's no reason to have a yeah some office here because music are important for from
Yeah.
input, yeah.
No, I completely understand. It's like it's tough because yeah, you're kind of isolated in that sense that you're just in, you know, it's not a small
Yeah.
country, but if it's not music focused, then you need to
Sure.
get there and do your thing. But I also think kind of the just the magic of being an artist in 2024 is, I mean, I'm in Los Angeles and we're talking and I'm listening to your music.
Oh,
Yeah.
I
And that's
love
the thing is like I'm, you know,
Ellie.
5,000 miles away.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying your music, and we don't even know each other. But
Sure.
that's the magic is like you could build an audience in a city that has a booming scene. And I know you see it in your numbers and you see it in your stats of where people are listening to you.
That's
So it's like
great.
you build that audience and you could potentially move to that place to kind of like jumpstart a different, you know, course of your career. I just think that's the coolest thing. I mean, everyone is connected in the weirdest way.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sure.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you know, we're right at the beginning of the year here. We're crazily wrapping up February, but I want to know, like, what does the rest of this year look like for you? What are some goals that you'd like to hit? You know, potentially
Yeah.
more music, anything you want to talk about?
About my goals now, it's about promoting my latest single
Sure.
and to reach new milestones. I'm expected like at least 500,000 plays on Spotify. I want people to discover music. So then once I get enough monthly listener, I can submit my next single to Spotify editorial. So
Oh,
that's
nice.
one goal. Yeah. And to find new exposure and to grow year after year.
Totally.
And also I want to grow my fan base on YouTube
Yeah.
by I want to run ads and very effective to reach that goal. And then I can submit EPK, yeah, EPQ, or I don't know
Yeah,
what how
EPK.
to EPK exactly. I want to send that EPK to the label I'm signed to. I'm signed to a label called Ewell. Ewell, you know?
No, I
Exactly.
don't. Where are they based out of?
They're based on in in United States and UK.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. All right,
Same
man.
day.
Sounds like you're like you got the stepping stones here.
Yeah,
You know
exactly.
what you're
So,
doing.
yeah, I'm
Yeah.
no. So yeah, it takes time to, to find out your paths and put all ingredients to reach your goal. Yeah.
100%, man. You can't just wake up tomorrow and say, I'm gonna start a music career, because it's not just being an artist anymore. Like, it's a full-on business. It's a full-on business. You have to
Yeah.
market yourself and you have to make the music. It's not how it was, for just for example, 20 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, I think yeah. You don't not about to care about any marketing stuff, only making music. That's it. Today is impossible. Yeah.
No, man, you have to do literally 100 different things just for click the play button on your. It's just insane. I mean, for everyone else's sake, like, I find that the energy in your music is super high. Like, it's fun music. It's music that you would want to experience in a live setting. And yeah, obviously Switzerland may not be the place to get out there and play shows, but like, the best translator of people enjoying your music and becoming a lifelong fan is seeing you in person. And just for your sake, I hope you can get out there and do the thing. I mean,
Yeah, thank you.
thankfully, most of Europe is pretty close together. You can get some cheap flights and you can put something together, because the people deserve to see this music happen.
Thank you.
You're very
Yeah.
welcome. I have a couple more questions for you. I want to know, and you don't really have to say if you don't want to, but is there any music of yours that might be unreleased that you're most excited for people to hear?
Yeah, I got one. Another one. I'm waiting because I want to drop a video as well.
Okay.
When dropping this music, the hardest things, I mean, is to to found by your own a music video and also promoting. It's quite expensive. I mean, in terms of promotion, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the
Yeah, that's a struggle for sure, man. I understand it. And yeah,
Oh,
you're
I got
is
one.
that, you go to McDonald's and it's $30. So I get it.
That's gonna take a decade to find your music career.
Seriously. I've just watched so many YouTube videos on Switzerland. I hate to keep bringing it up on just like, this is how much $100 will get you in a day, and it's like you can barely leave your house without,
Yeah, sure.
it's just insane.
Expensive here.
It's
Yeah.
insane. I have one more question for you. I want to know, for the person that is going to discover you from this interview, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
So I'll say, yeah, so I'm a versatile artist and with multi-genre Afro and hip hop music, and I think I have a sort of low voice is catchy, and
Yeah.
my style is a bit different because maybe I have a small accent, and they feel like, oh, there's something new I haven't heard before, and
Yeah.
yeah, so it might be a bit su it might be a bit surprising at first, maybe. But when you're listening again and again and more music, you feel like, okay, this guy have something to do to do with his music.
Yeah, man, I love that. That's the thing, is like, you listen for the first time and you sound different than anyone else. And for some people, they kind of want to blend in and say, oh, I want to sound like this person. In today's music, man, you have to sound different. You have to differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack. And that's what you're doing here. And so I'm excited for more music and just for everything else. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time. We are like about as far apart as you could possibly be, but
You for having me, for sure.
that's what makes us
Yeah,
so special.
and that's my first interview from people abroad. So,
Nice. Oh,
in the
I'm honored.
United States,
I'm honored.
you're
That's
the first.
super cool.
Yeah, it's a book.
I obviously want to thank you so much for taking the time, but I also want to plug your
Yeah.
music for you one more time before we wrap up.
Appreciate it.
So, anyone didn't know who I was talking to, this is SSID. The song is called Jinjimi. It features Nicky Brown on the track. And of course, we'll have the links in our article so that you can listen and share and follow along and just generally stay tuned for everything. It sounds like there's a ton of stuff in the works. I'm excited for it. You've got a massive year ahead of you. And I truly wish you the best, man. I want to see your
Thank you
success.
very much. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very
And see
welcome.
you in the future.
Definitely, definitely. Again, thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, even though it's kind of ending here. And I hope to speak soon.
Yeah, I'll be speaking soon. Yeah, and have a good weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, you as well. All right. See you
See
later.
you. See
Bye-bye.
you. Bye.